time when creatures seek the sanctuary of their haven, sleep away the hours of darkness, safe from the night hunters, the nocturnal world. The vast night sky, studded with a billion stars, like a black cloak infested with sparkling diamonds, which give a ghostly light across the face of the countryside. The moors are silent and cold, and far removed from the yellow glow of streetlights in the towns and villages. The hills hang dark and foreboding, casting shadows over the sleeping hamlets, their peaks pointing toward the night sky in sinister accusation. The night air on the hills is cold and clean, with an edge sharper than the sharpest knife, cutting through anything which intrudes on its privacy, singing as it dances through the branches of the tall pine plantations. A song which says, the world is not sleeping, it is awake. Anyone lucky enough to share this nocturnal world and to make peace with the night will soon develop an acute awareness that the surroundings are not as they first seem. The night comes to life. The heavens are alive with movement, and the silence applies only to those who sleep. Low over the hilltops, shadows move against the pale starlight. Ghostly shapes dance silently between the trees into the rising mist. A flash of light from the heavens encompasses everything for a split second, and instantly dies, being drowned by the sea of darkness. The wind sings a song with a choir of a thousand ghostly voices, as if the past, present and future were all one, singing in mournful harmony. The wind stops, as if to take breath, and the heavy sound of silence prevails. A silence which echoes through the heavens into infinity. The silence which is the music of the heavens, a music of beauty and purity, which encompasses the whole of time and space in a warmth of breathtaking magnitude. The darkness is alive with an all-knowing wisdom, a wisdom as old as time itself. A wisdom which says, I am the creator of all things. My energy is the creation of the cosmos. I am your blood, your flesh, your breath. I am you. Eternity. How dare we challenge the might and enormity of such wisdom and creation? A million worlds could exist in the heavens, beyond our sight, each with living beings, looking at the sky in wonder at the never-ending universe. They may also think that no other intelligent being exists, apart from themselves, but perhaps they do not share the arrogance of the human race. Perhaps they possess the intelligence to realize till all things are possible in the vastness of forever. Perhaps civilizations exist many thousands of years in advance of our own, who view our existence as we would view the lowliest creatures on this earth. Is it conceivable that this earth of ours, which is but a speck of dust against the scale of reality, is not only being visited by other life forms, but is being controlled by them? Let us not be blinded by our arrogance as to what is possible and what is not, because we are children of the dawn of our creation, with the universe as our classroom, and intelligence beyond our imagination waiting to be tapped when we are ready to receive it. When all wars are history and the annihilation of our own species is long forgotten, and famine and plague of the unfortunate no longer exists, and we live together as brother and sister, then we will be fit to go forward and achieve the endless possibilities which are there for the worthy. Every living creature in the universe has a life cycle which is part of creation, each with its own intelligence and lifestyle, and each with its fear and pain. We are all part of the greater scheme of things, and none of us are exempt. Remember the virtue of destiny and the peace of understanding, the beauty of compassion, and the honesty of being at one with creation, and the dignity of peace and eternity. Seek, and the wonders you will see will reveal the true qualities of your universe. To the truth of your origins, your hearts will go out. Your substance, which is the matter of time and space, will go forward to meet the next challenge. The beauty of your origins will surpass your belief and comprehension, and the infinite depth of the cosmic reality will remain part of your heritage in the mists of forever. Your counsel is the great host of light, whose fabric is your fabric, the fabric of all things. You are nothing. You are everything. You are the spirit of eternity, where all roads cross and souls of the universe reassemble to the next stage. Who are you? What are you? I am you. You are me. We are brothers and sisters of destiny. We are the dust of the cosmos. Our existence is infinite. There is no life. There is no death. There is only creation, the cosmic fusion of your being. Be at peace with your Creator, because here is the knowledge of all things, the peace of understanding is the beauty of creation. The word has been spoken, and the spirit within you knows. That home is eternity, and existence is immortal.